podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So would you like the news of why watching fireworks displays could be dangerous for you?
No.
Why you gotta ruin Independence Day, Dom?
I'm sorry. This is from the government. Even the government wants to scare the hell out of us about everything, don't they? It's even from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Love them.
I'm not talking about firing your own fireworks. We all know the danger. This is like just going to the park and sitting back on a blanket with your family, watching a professional fireworks display. It could kill you.
Dun, dun, dun.
How?
Well, I'm going to tell you. They say that when fireworks go off, they leave all of these tiny little particles. They say they're 30 times thinner than a human hair, and they just float throughout the air all over, and they're blown by the wind
that
and stuff like that.
That sounds like fairy dust.
Yes, but if you ingest too many of them, there could be really bad effects. Everything from shortness of breath, coughs, leading up to heart attacks, strokes, or early death if you already have some sort of heart or lung disease.
And occasionally you'll poop out a sparkler, which is very painful, just speaking from experience.
Do you have burning?
I have a burning and itching sensation.
I bet you're the most popular guy at parties, though.
Hey, 4th of July, Jeremy's here.
Watch this.
I'm going to do a sparkler butt trick.
Give me a bran muffin.
That's not true.
And by the way, the number of fireworks particles in the air peak between 9 and 10 o'clock on the 4th of July. But usually they're gone by noon the next day. So if you have lung issues already, researchers say stay indoors on the night of the 4th and don't come out until noon the next day.
Lock yourself in and get your air purifier running.
That is classic.
Stay inside, Wheezy.
You just have to become a hermit and hide under a blanket in your house.
Or wear your gas mask to the fireworks show.
Jeremy, you got a little story about a pal of yours?
I do. It's my buddy Steve, and he lives out in Parker, and he's kind of a technology nerd. He likes gadgets and things like that. So what he did is he hopped onto the Amazon, and he bought himself a drone. They're all the rage right now. I didn't know if you knew that, Emily. You know, you just throw them up in the air and
they're not even that expensive, are they?
Really? They're really not. They're quite affordable. I mean, you can get a decent...
Quite affordable.
They're quite affordable. Act now while supplies last. You get a decent one for about $1,000 and then they go kind of trickle on down. So they're not too bad. But anyway, he bought this drone and sure enough, he just likes to park himself on his back deck and throw that drone up in the air and just shoot it around the neighborhood.
Well, what does a drone do? I mean, does it have like a camera on it?
Well, the thing is his has a camera attached. So he just, you know, just a different perspective of his neighborhood. That's all he's wanting to do is he's flying it around and he's filming his neighborhood. Then he brings it back home, plugs it into his laptop and it's like, holy cow, there's my house, you know. Well, the neighbors caught wind of him doing this. And he's kind of in a match between his neighbor right now, a pee match. And the neighbor wants him to stop. Because he says it's invasion of privacy. He doesn't want Steve flying this thing around the neighborhood and filming who knows what. Is he filming in windows? Is he watching people? The neighbor says you have to stop, but Steve's like, well, really, there's no laws against that right now.
They tried to, in the Colorado legislature, they tried to pass a law, and from what I understand, it didn't pass, and so others are threatening to bring it back up for a vote again.
Sure.
Because they are, and I used to have an extremely nosy neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if this particular neighbor had, at that time, had the opportunity to get a drone with a camera, I guarantee you they would have done it.
Right.
I guarantee you because they took every opportunity of spying on me that they possibly could.
Yeah.
That
like I'm kind of on his side right now because yeah, it's fun.
Because
it's,
you're nosy.
Well, it's kind of fun. You're flying it around. It's kind of cool. It's, you know, you can control it. But then I was kind of saying to him, I was like, well, when does that become kind of boring then? And then it's the downward spiral to you will soon be spying on people, I think.
Yeah,
you get
that
bored.
Is like extra level kind of weird
like creepy.
Invasion.
I've thought about this
too.
Can
you shoot it down?
Because once they started talking about how, you know, the Colorado government was trying to ban these things, and that was one of the things one of the, you know, people brought up there, like, okay, so people are going to use this to look inside our windows, and they're going, we already have lost all of our privacy, and now you're going to have people who can float a drone outside and peer into your window. And as I thought about that, my first thought was, do I have any neighbors that I want to see what's going on in their bedroom?
Any hot neighbors?
You don't know, but maybe down the street you do.
I have great neighbors. They're wonderful people. But I can't think of anybody that I want to peek into their windows.
You might see some things that you wish you could unsee.
Yeah.
You know? That's it, isn't it? You know, yes. It sounds like all fun and games until you actually see the video. And then you're
It's like the lazy man's nosy. Whatever happened to a good old-fashioned American peeping Tom where you climb a tree, you get your binoculars out, and you look at the ladies?
Right, you're right.
I have no respect for this Steve character.
Man,
get some exercise.
So lazy. I cannot badmouth Steve completely because I have been guilty in the past
of peeping.
Everybody at the radio station did, because we used to be down in the Tabor Center, downtown Denver, and right across the street, and we were up on the 23rd floor, and right across the street, there are all of those condos in that building. And I swear there was a woman who lived in there who had to know what she was doing, but she was always walking around naked.
Hey, now.
Yes.
Always was, all the time. And I saw her once, I think, but with clothes
on.
Or
seven times. Yeah.
But our afternoon guy said, oh, yeah, and about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, she will strut around.
Mm-hmm. And you have to look.
Yeah, that's like you happy have hour, to. You know?
It's right there.
When I lived in a townhouse, there's a lady directly across from us in her townhouse, and at night, she would leave the shades open, and she would come out of the shower and lotion up. And she was not an attractive woman by any means, but I still had to watch. Is that wrong?
Are there really ugly boobies?
Well, they were, yeah.
Careful.
But you couldn't avert your eyes.
God,
it was like a train wreck. You had to watch.
This blows me away.
I think she knew I was watching.
I think this is such a boy versus girl thing, too, because what you can just slap a remote control on anything, and you guys will start drooling over it and
true
think it's so cool.
Story.
Oh my God.
We have control of something in the air. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. My uncle actually has a business where he takes remote controlled helicopters and like he rebuilds them and juices them up and then he sells them. And I can't believe like his client, they're all grown men. It's not like I'm going to get this for my 4-year-old. No, my brother had a remote control car. And this is just like a year ago. He put over $1,000 into his RC car.
Awesome. I bet you it was fast and badass.
Can Daniel come out and play?
Yeah, I'm bringing my car. We had an engineer that used to work here that had model airplane like get-togethers at the park on the weekends, and he'd build big planes, and then all of his bros would go out and fly planes and have dog fights.
My dad used to build those planes. He actually would build the plane, you know, that was remote control, and then they take it out, and these guys, and if the other thing ever crashed...
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, tears. Tears of a grown man.
And my mom would be like, why are you spending so much time, you know?
It's like bragging rights.
You know, and I think about going back to the spying part with the drone and being able to look in your window and stuff like that. And on the surface, my first thought is, I don't want to do that. Except then I think, you know that Google Earth technology where you can go and look at your neighborhood or
in your house.
And I find that I am strangely drawn. If I see that, I've got to move a hole. Look at that. That's Tim's house over there. Look at that. There's my house.
Oh, that's what their backyard looks like. I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm totally like that.
What's that car parked outside? Wait, there's a car parked outside my house. That is not my car.
Yeah.
And so I'm absolutely enthralled by it. And I don't, it's so stupid. Is that a guy thing, too?
Such a guy thing.
It is. We should get a drone.
I'm thinking about, like, high heels and lip gloss right now. Like, I'm zoning you out.
You know, after Jeremy told the story about his buddy with the drone who has a little camera attached to it and is essentially spying on the neighbors, I got to think, how many of our listeners have busted a neighbor spying on them? Because I told you about the one nosy neighbor I had, and I could be out in my backyard or something and just turn real quick and look at the window, and then you'd see the curtain move real fast, you know?
Oh, Jeez. That's like out of a movie.
Yeah, so I knew that they were in there doing that all the time. But listen to this note. We got a social media note from Kirsten. She says, Dom, after our creepy neighbor moved, we found out from another neighbor that this guy had at least 3 different cameras up in trees around the edge of his property. Whoa. And he sat inside and watched everyone in the neighborhood on his computer. Kirsten says, I'm sure he saw me outside working in the yard in my shorts and tank top, and now I want to throw up.
Oh, that's when you buy a BB gun, I think, and start taking those cameras out.
Can you imagine having that neighbor who's got cameras installed pointing at all the other houses?
Oh, what's he doing? And
he wasn't wearing pants.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Yeah. Just that white tank top with just a little bit of chili stain down the front.
Heavy breathing, little stain.
The picture is very vivid in my mind. Got a thinning on top. I'm describing Jeremy.
Wait a minute. I hate chili.
Man, I don't know what I would do without our listeners sharing these great stories. David wrote in. He heard us talking about nosy neighbors and neighbors who spy on you. He, by the way, in his P.S., he put he lives in Parker, and he said, I hope Jeremy's buddy isn't watching me. I don't know. I don't can't say for certain, David. Listen to his note. He goes, we had a coworker who didn't show up for work one day, and then the word got out that he was arrested. He was infatuated with a woman who lived in his building and was actually caught in her closet. He'd gotten in through a window and was hiding in her closet. Apparently, he didn't want to assault her or anything. He just wanted to watch, but she heard him and called the police.
Who does that?
My God, these people are out
That takes some serious...
Not just stupid, chutzpah. But terrifying.
Yeah, that happened to a family member of mine, actually.
Tell us, Chris. We got to know now.
Well, it was when she was a teenager, and she got home... to her house with her mom, and they went upstairs. Well, they started to go upstairs, and the mom was like, oh, I'm getting a really creepy feeling about this. Maybe we should just, it was like a sixth sense. So they went back downstairs, went into the other room. Next thing you know, they hear like boom, 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 like somebody running down the stairs and out the front door. And they think it was one of this teenage girl's boyfriends or old boyfriends that was hiding in her room.
Creeper.
Waiting.
Creeper.
Yeah. With a gun.
Well, who knows what he had, but yeah, that freaked them out.
It's kind of freaking me out right now.
Yeah. Lock your doors.
Don't go home today, Emily.
Check your closets.
I know, my poor dogs. Look under your bed. Oh, God. I hope they're okay. That's why you have a dog, right? Guard dog.
I don't think Kramer's a guard dog.
No. He'd lick your face.
Aw, yeah, nice puppy.
He'd drown
He'd
you.
Wait with the guy. Love. Is she back yet? Is she back yet? Is she back yet?
Let me show you where my mom's underwear is. They're both sniffing it. Someone was going to say it.
I was waiting for somebody.
We were only thinking it.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.